Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. It is Thursday, October 30th, 2025. How are you, Nico?
We're doing extremely good. We're doing very good. We're taking one step closer towards the world of abundance. As of yesterday, as of mid yesterday. Yeah. Biggest news on the block right now is OpenAI going public. I know there are two different stories. And here's how you know how to pay attention to which one. One story is OpenAI going public. The other story is OpenAI going for profit. Can you tell which story you should be listening to? Okay. So the reason that the for-profit stories are ridiculous is because for-profit is meant to get you into the mindset ahead of time that, oh, they're after the monies. The way in which OpenAI went and turned into a public company is that they are a PBC, a public benefit corporation. This is very different from a C corp, from S corp, from LLC, right? S corps, C corps, LLCs don't really factor into it, but S corps and C corps, like normal corporations and organizations, they are legally, if you can believe it, they are legally beholden to the shareholder. So their legal obligation is to make the shareholder money. The public benefit corporation is legally mandated that it cannot do that. It must take its public benefit into equal account, if not greater, than its profitability and its whatever its stakeholder benefits, right? So to me, why I say this represents the first step towards abundance. OpenAI is also behind, the One World, or what is it? I can't remember now. WorldCoin, that's what it is. And one way in which to make WorldCoin profitable without necessarily having to tie it to anything in particular would be to tie it to a company's natural performance in a market as opposed to a company's inflated performance in a market. So, like, one of the things that I'm fairly sure, I can't promise because I don't know if they're, I'm not sure what the benefit is, I guess lending, but I can't say for sure whether or not they're ever going to do like stock buyback, right? I don't think so. Because that seems like more of a profitability thing than it is anything else. But I also know that increasing your stock profitability also increases your ability to lend against your stock. So it also gives you borrowing power, which in their case, they need it. So why the monies? Why the public benefit corporation anyway? Look, there's only so much private money. There's only so much that can be had. And there's only so many resources that can be given out and handed out. These guys just did the greatest, like, handoff deal to each other that could possibly be done and somehow still ran out of money. Like, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to how much money has been spent this year, but there's been a $40 billion deal from SoftBank that was contingent upon this transition. So I think OpenAI now gets like half the monies or something like that. I forget how it works out, but I don't know. Maybe they get full monies. Either way, they've still got money going into Stargate. So they're constantly trying to build out their data center. They've got new Stargate projects going on in Europe that they're trying to build out. The expansion of this company is massive, clearly global, in a way that even Anthropic is just, I don't know that they're going to catch up, but at the same time, I don't know that they have to. They just kind of keep releasing these like really powerhouse moves, just out of the blue that are honestly insanely wonderful to behold. But I guess I just want to put forward that this isn't a move for a money grab. Sam's number one concern is being able to have control over the research and not allowing either money or power or anything else like that to be able to decide what's going to happen with the research and what direction they should go in, when they should do releases, all that kind of stuff. All this means is that they have to take profitability into equal consideration with research, which for them, I don't know how. I mean, I'm fairly sure, like, to me, this is just a no-brainer, right? Because as like a public benefit corporation is a no-brainer to me because of the fact that as the company keeps performing better, which OpenAI is going to clearly do, everybody benefits. That's why it's public. Like, it's in public interest, right? What they are doing is in the public interest, and everyone gets to benefit from it. So to be honest with you, I hope they do like fractional share trading so that literally everybody can get involved. But yeah, I'm crazy excited because this just means like open. They're the first frontier company to be a PBC. DeepMind kind of doesn't, you know, they just borrow from Big Daddy Google. I don't think they have.
Well, that's where, like, this is, I mean, the goals are beyond making money. Like, that's has to be obvious, at least from, like, what they're trying to accomplish with OpenAI specifically and ChatGPT specifically and the browser. But there are, like, they also still have to play the game of the structure that exists right now in terms of money coming in, coming out, who benefits when, how the books look, and what the company needs to be structured as to get to the North Star of where they're trying to go. Hopefully they don't have to play those games very long. But there's lots, but you just mentioned one where DeepMind is focused on just doing awesome things and then money is made over here in Alphabet Land. I think like Starlink and SpaceX is another example of that, where Starlink is expected to make all the monies while SpaceX just gets to Mars. Right. So there's plenty of examples to draw from where you try to protect like the research, the public benefit focused. So we don't have to overthink it, folks. Right. Like, and that's where, man, I look forward to when AI is reporting the news so that we don't have to wade through all of these misrepresentations of what's actually happening.
I mean, even right now, like, the majority of my news comes from Perplexity every morning. I just set up tasks for it to go pull the stories that I want to know about the most in the last 12 to 18 hours. And that's it. That's all I've got to do. And it's got all the sources, so I can go read all the articles in depth. It's got, you know, video references, so I can go, you know, listen to the articles while I'm walking or working out or whatever. And I mean, that's, to me, that's the new way to consume news, right? Like, because, and we're all making that transition to like podcasting life, right? Where it comes to like listening to it more often. And for myself, I mean, two of the podcasts I listen to are done by AI. It's not people talking, like, it's just AI put together stuff, right? But the content is relevant, so the value is there. So I don't care that it's AI, because I'm getting what I need. I wouldn't care if it was human either. You know what I mean? Like, either way, I'm going to get the information. So it doesn't matter to me whether it's human or whether it's AI. I'm not necessarily going straight to the AI to do it. But the big difference is what Chris is talking about. I do start there because I know that the source is the most objective, truthful source. It's not twisted by anything. It doesn't have some sort of agenda behind it. It's not politically driven. It's not paid to tell me anything. It's not advertiser driven. It's just information. So yeah.
I love the way that Imad Mustique talks about this on Moonshots. We're very close to the place where human will be seen as like negative value in terms of like if you can get your news like from AI or from humans and you choose to get it from like we won't be able to help. Like, what's the angle? What's the bias? Like, why would you, like, it's the inherently worse place. There's worse value. It's the worst, like, link in the chain in terms of trustworthiness and bias and all these things, because that's our inherent weakness. And if we already know that it's caused some problems of late and most people don't like it. They wish they didn't have to worry about that. Even in the situations, like, you can still curate the kinds of stories that you want, but you'll know that it doesn't get manipulated like on the way to you. It's going to be a powerful forcing function to write this ship of information sharing and knowledge, you know, gathering. Let's hope they keep doing what they're doing. They certainly will. They're doing everything in their power. I thought it was also interesting on the recent Moonshots episode, they talked about Mark Zuckerberg going into borrowing mode to build a data center in Louisiana. Like, first time in history, the company has gone from just sick cash flow, like, and into borrowing. Meanwhile, all of it towards AI, like, yep, all of the funding now digging into borrowing, it's all going towards AI. So that's where, like, yeah, it does seem to change daily at this point, or weekly at least, as far as the narrative. I'd say weekly feels like the narrative shifts from week to week. Like, last week, I couldn't stop seeing the word bubble. I haven't seen it as much this week.
I don't know what to tell you. And I don't know what to tell you guys except for the fact that the reason that markets are weird about this and the reason that Wall Street has been wrong about this since the beginning. Now, you know, I can't say all of Wall Street. Again, if you want to, in history, and you can see that some of the plainest examples are in stuff that we watch all the time, right? I remember back in Game of Thrones, there was a scene with the, like, global bank, right? And when I think it was Stannis Baratheon went to go borrow money for his fleet, they told him, they were just like, yeah, look, we don't make losing bets and you're gonna lose. So yeah, we ain't gonna back you, man. I'm sorry. When you see JP Morgan, when you see Goldman Sachs, when you see Wells Fargo dumping money, BMO dumping money, IMF dumping money into AI investment, but then Wall Street is telling you it's bad, banks don't bet on bad stuff. Like the days of like housing market, you know, stuff. Again, that stuff is over, right? There's no like weird regulatory thing going on here with like investing in companies. That's not, and especially investing in frontier companies that, again, most of which are not public. Most of them are private companies right now. So you're seeing like the most massive amount of investment go into this stuff, right? They just granted Oracle, what was it, like $40 billion or something like that, right? Largest, all of the largest, everything is happening this year. Most valuable private company until it went public, OpenAI. Highest, I think largest loan ever taken out by a corporation or something like that, $40 billion, Oracle. What I told my brother was going to happen and absolutely went over the peak today. NVIDIA, $5 trillion. $5 trillion market cap. Yesterday we were talking about the fact that Novo Nordisk is the company that makes Wegovy, and how they, I think, are worth more than Denmark, than the country they reside in. The company has a higher value cap than the entire country. And if you think that NVIDIA is not going to see that same thing happen in this country, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's absolutely going to happen. Remember what these guys have said, and I have not seen it miss the mark. They are going to 10x value. The frontier AI model companies are going to 10x value year over year. And all of them have hit that mark. Some of them have already hit it ahead of time. So it's not going to stop. And where is the money coming from? How is it growing so fast? All this other stuff. Again, if you look at it's the money nobody wants to talk about. If you guys knew how much dark money there was, and I'm not joking about this, there's a ridiculous amount of dark money. What dark money represents is offshore accounts. When you have so much money, you can't possibly put it anywhere. So you literally just have to shove it somewhere in an account offshore because you don't have anywhere else to keep it. Or it's just stashed forever, right? In some treasury or something like that. That's how it's stashed. Well, yeah. I mean, you basically don't use it. It's just sitting there, right?
Right.
So all of a sudden now, these companies that have had all of this liquidity, I mean, I've never seen companies burn through liquidity so quickly to the point where they're then turning around and borrowing money, right? At the same time, we now have nothing against it, and not for nothing. We have the greatest amount of generational wealth about to pass down. And I think when they measured it, it's something like $80 trillion. Right. So that's going to seep its way into the market again through, like, it's not like, oh, they're going to go investing in these. Yeah, they are. These companies are just going to continue to make profit. So they're going to continue to invest in them. You know, circulation, right? That's, ain't that how the game gets played? So
that, yeah, is
supply and demand. It's like they haven't even hit all the markets yet. They haven't even hit all the countries,
right?
In terms of like OpenAI, in terms of at all of these model companies being used, like, again, they're tools in a toolbox. So they're going to be like, all of them are going to be in each country around the world eventually.
Yeah,
I don't even know if we're like halfway there yet.
Super interesting. Well, it's definitely access and then usage, right, is what they're trying to expand into. And like the browser is a good example of again it was when I was listening to you, like, think of the browser as the distribution mechanism for the intelligence, also data capture. Mm-hmm. But then when you pair that with the WorldCoin, that enables the speed of transaction, the ease of transaction, the ability to micro transact, right? Like, that enables the access, like, required to actually, you know, use the system at the levels, at the pace, and scale, small and large, right? That it can be, that it can handle. And that's why it's like, it's interesting. I mean, it's to watch these different kind of innovations, you know, wait on the other as it, like, one goes a little forward and it's like, all right, now we can start focusing on this one and start to clear the way. That's why I gotta believe that DeepMind is over there. It just has all these innovations. It's like, all right, which one's ready today? Okay. Looks like everybody's ready for this one. Let's put it out there. But yeah, man, moving and shaking each day. We will make good on the promise tomorrow. I do want to see that one shot CRM that we ended with yesterday. I already did. Like, took me like a few seconds to load it on my phone and see all the things. I've got a bunch of ideas that we could maybe end each episode on trying to one shot some major software category.
Oh yeah, yeah. I see that being no problem.
Yeah. So we'll be back tomorrow morning. Oh, and we'll get to show George tomorrow. So that'll be better.
Oh man, he's gonna. Yeah.
So join us tomorrow, where George will be with us, and we'll be digging into the one shot CRM that we started yesterday, and talk about the implications of that. So until then, everybody have a great Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Nico.
See you guys.